Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to everyone in an effort to help them awaken to universal truth. If you want to learn about spirituality, the occult, and all things related to metaphysics, you are in the right place. Hi everyone, welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode. Today I'm going to be talking to you about a very familiar divination tool, one that I tried many years ago, and for some reason I've had an interest in it, a resurgence of interest in pendulums. So today I'm going to share with you everything that I know about pendulums, plus some updated, I think, very cool information. So again, one of the most commonly used tools for divination is the pendulum. And a pendulum, if you haven't seen one in a metaphysical store, chances are you've seen them everywhere, so this is probably not new to you. But for newcomers, it is a symmetrical weighted object that is hung from a single chain or from a cord or even from a piece of string. It is often made out of some sort of stone or a crystal. That's what you're going to find to be the most common. However, you can use other objects to substitute for that crystal or stone. You can use a piece of metal, you can use a heavy bead, you can use, I think you can even use a regular stone that you wrap itself. Probably even a key would work. It just has to be weighted on the bottom. One interesting tidbit when I was doing my research is that pendulums are also made from not just crystals, but they're made from wood. I did not know that. I think when I've been in the store, I've only seen them as crystals. I've seen them made out of glass and out of various types of metals as well. However, I was reading and I found that apparently there is a general consensus within the healing community that a wooden pendulum is the preferred option for receiving the greatest clarity. And the reasoning is because crystals, gemstones, and metals tend to absorb energies which could cloud or influence information. I thought that was really, that's very new to me. In the past, I've used various types of crystals, and lately I don't know why I have an attraction to the metals, but a wooden pendulum is preferred because it apparently does not pick up any type of energy or negative energy, let's put it like that. It's not easily influenced or clouded. So just an FYI there, a little bit of really cool information. The pendulum is really a simple tool and one that lets you tune into your own intuition. So the pendulum acts as a receiver and a transmitter of information, and it moves in different ways in response to your questions. So a pendulum works by tapping into your intuition and your sixth sense. It acts as a form of receiver and transmitter from your higher guidance, your angels, your spiritual team, spirit guides, what have you. As the pendulum moves, you gain the answers in response to the questions that you posed, and it is best suited to use to answer yes or no questions. Some people describe the way that a pendulum works as being like bringing together the rational and the intuitive sides of yourself, thus the left and the right brain. When these two elements are brought together, you're able to make decisions using all of the sources rather than just one of them. Many people wonder where the answers come from, and they debate whether or not it's really working, or is it just the pendulum responding to the movement of your hand, essentially. As with any form of divination, using a pendulum involves a certain degree of belief and faith, and of course, an open mind. And the answers do come from your intuition and from your higher self or your spirit guides, etc. So again, there are a variety of pendulums available for use. And In fact, the type of pendulum you use, it really just depends on what feels right for you. And again, many people, despite what the healing community is saying, are attracted to the crystal pendulum. Clear quartz, for example, is a very popular choice, as that crystal is associated with clarity and connecting to a higher purpose. Amethyst has a strong connection with spirit, and it's extremely popular too. I have, I believe I have one, but it has disappeared. Rose quartz is also very popular because it's calming and it's, you know, exudes that loving energy. Ultimately, whatever your favorite crystal or the one that you feel more drawn to can be used as a pendulum, as long as it's rounded or there's a point at one end. And in fact, you can, you know, have even more than one pendulum if you wish, with different crystals on them to use on different occasions. So when you're starting for the first time, you can practice the basic concepts by using a do-it-yourself or handmade pendulum if that works for you. So for example, you could use maybe a metal ball, perhaps a key suspended by a cord or even by a string. When you really know that you want to try to work more with a pendulum and use that as your divination tool, then I say go and upgrade and buy a really nice pendulum if that's going to be your preferred method. Before you embark on having a go at using a pendulum, it's really advisable that you clean it first and then you charge it with your own energy. The easiest way to cleanse your pendulum is to put it into direct sunlight for the day so that it catches the rays of the sun. To charge it with your energy, hold the pendulum in your hands and then close your eyes. Spend about, I would say, 5 to 15 minutes, it could be 10 minutes, sitting quietly, holding the pendulum, keeping your eyes closed, and focusing your energy onto the pendulum. You can say a prayer or ask your angels, archangels, whomever, for their support and guidance when you're using the pendulum, and you can ask them to also help purify the pendulum itself. So once your pendulum is cleansed and charged, it's a good idea to keep it somewhere, quote unquote, safe, wherever that is for you. Now let's talk about how to get started using this pendulum. So that string, that chain, that cord of the pendulum, when you're first starting, after you've cleansed it and prayed over it, you need to hold that string or that chain between your thumb and your forefinger in whichever hand that feels more comfortable. There's no right or wrong hand here. Ideally, the pendulum chain should not be too long, especially when you're first getting started. So if it seems like you have excess string or cord, then you can wrap it lightly around your finger. So when you're ready to start, sit with a pendulum held between the thumb and the forefinger of one hand and run your other hand down the length of the pendulum chain or the cord, bringing your hand to rest with the bottom tip of the pendulum in your upturned palm. The pendulum should now be completely still, and you can move the hand away from the bottom of the pendulum. As you move it away, the pendulum will probably start moving, and that is perfectly normal. Try to be as relaxed as possible. The more relaxed you are, the less anxious you are, the better your flow of energy is going to be. Once that pendulum finally comes to a halt after it starts moving for a little bit, you can begin to think of the questions that you want to ask. Yes and no questions. Those are the best to get answers from. Now, you can ask your pendulum out loud or you can ask it in your mind. And the first thing that you want to do is ask it to show you yes, so that it actually moves in the direction of yes. And then you're going to ask it to show you no. Now, at first, the movement might be really minor. Just wait. Don't try to ask any more questions. Don't try to hurry it along. Just wait to see what direction it's going to move. Now, it can move left, right, up, down, clockwise or counterclockwise. So pay very good attention to the movement. You may want to do this several times just to make sure that you got it right first before, you know, asking your other questions. So make sure you can tell which direction it's actually swinging to. So when you are first starting out, it's better to ask very easy, simple questions of which you already know the answers to. So for example, you could ask, do I have three sisters? Or do I have two brothers? And see what direction it's going. See if it's yes or no. Now, once you start to get clarification, so let's say you do have three sisters, and then it moves in the direction of yes. And then if you ask, do I have two brothers? Then it moves in the direction of no. Once you start to gain that confidence because the answers are actually correct, then you can begin to ask other questions about decisions that, you know, you're making in your personal life. And you'll trust the answers more after you have a little bit more practice and you've built up that confidence. After you finish asking, you know, your questions and you're done, I do think re-cleansing your crystal pendulum or whatever pendulum you have is really important. You always want to keep it clear. And I always think after that, you need to clear your own energy and sage your energy and probably do that beforehand as well, just to make sure that there's no interference in getting the answers that you're looking for. What happens if your pendulum actually doesn't work? So there are some instances where your pendulum might not work, or you might get the wrong responses to the questions. This can be for several reasons. Number one, you may have wrongly interpreted the yes and no movements of your pendulum, and I think that is the most common. I've done that several times, especially if it's moving clockwise, counterclockwise. It can be a little confusing there sometimes if you can't see it, but that's the main reason why you're getting probably the wrong answers to your questions. If you are anxious, really emotional, tired, then it may not respond properly. If you're very negative, your answers are probably not going to be a really good reflection of the truth. If you've phrased your questions awkwardly, or if you haven't really phrased them properly, they need to be really specific, and they need to be very simple when you're using your pendulum as well. So make sure you keep that in mind. If you're not concentrating enough, sometimes you have to actually wait for the answers to come through. You can always circle back to that question later if you didn't get a response, or if it moved too slow, or if it didn't feel right. The other thing I found while doing my research as in terms of why your pendulum actually might not work, or you might be getting like the wrong responses, you could actually be too close to electrical equipment or equipment that contains high frequencies, which could actually affect your pendulum. That was really neat and something that I'm going to keep in mind as I move forward. Now, the last thing that I wanted to add before moving on to healing and chakras with your pendulum. Recently, I'm always interested in various tools of divination because I like to play around and see what things do and how they work. I had no idea that there are pendulum boards, pendulum charts for communication, very similar to a Ouija board. The difference being is that you can have a very extensive chart, and you can find these online or a board where there is a yes, a no, a maybe, there are numbers, there are letters, and I think there are other types of, I'm not sure if there's like a lunar energy chart that you can use also with the pendulum. There's a lot of variations, let's just say that. But the way you would use it would be similar to the way you would actually use a Ouija board, in the sense that you would have your pendulum and then you would ask the question and the pendulum would swing in the direction of either the yes or the no or the maybe or the letter or something else that's on the board. It would swing in the direction of the answer that's available on the board. That is really cool. You can find, again, various charts online. All you have to do is look up pendulum charts or pendulum boards. And I'm definitely going to be doing this with my sister soon, just because I'm very curious to see how it works. I personally, just a complete side note here, I've only worked with a Ouija board one time when I was 17, and it scared me. I was with a friend of mine, and I've never done it since. But I will be doing an episode dedicated to Ouija boards coming up soon. However, again, as with any divination tool that you use, always cleanse it. Ask that your spiritual team blesses what you're doing and keeps you protected 100%, and then clear it afterwards. All right, now I'm going to talk to you guys about working with the chakras and using pendulums. According to Barbara Ann Brennan, she is the author of Hands of Light, A Guide to Healing Through the Human Energy Field. The best way to begin sensing the states of the chakras is to use a pendulum. And just quick side note here, Barbara Ann Brennan, the Hands of Light book, if you've never seen it and you're an energy healer, you're a Reiki practitioner, pranic healer, I highly recommend this book. It is so thorough. The images are so helpful. I love it. Again, the book is called Hands of Light. Okay, so in the sense, in reference to checking the status of your chakras, a pendulum acts as an amplifier for the energy flow produced by each chakra. Observing how this energy manifests in the pendulum swing can give you a great deal of information about your own chakras. Keep in mind that the chakras are constantly adjusting as they go through different phases of opening and closing, adjusting and realigning to the overall body's ever-changing energy flows. An open chakra is good, but a closed one is not necessarily bad. It is a function of the body's energy system to vary the energy that flows through these portals. There are times when a closed chakra is necessary to the overall health of the individual as it processes issues related to that chakra. One thing I wanted to mention here, because I've mentioned it a couple of times, it's actually, again, important to note that you don't need a special pendulum to do this work that I'm about to tell you. Any pendulum, as long as it works and it resonates with you, will be fine. So there are many different ways to use a pendulum to check the status of your chakras. I'm going to review with you here three different methods. The first one, try to get some help from a friend. This first method requires the assistance of another person. So for this task in particular, you'll need a pendulum and a friend. Before beginning, be sure to state the source of your pendulum's answers. In order to get a good reading, it's essential that both you and your helper free your minds of any expected outcomes. So to get started, you can lie down on your back and then have the other person hold a pendulum a few inches above your body at each chakra location, systematically writing down the direction and the size of the pendulum swing for each, and then turn over and repeat. Then compare the two sets of readings for the front and the back. Look for differences in each chakra. Compare the swing size and look for differences there. A large swing means more energy is propelling it. A small swing, less energy. Ideally, each chakra will be open and produce a swing of approximately the same size throughout. More likely, however, there's going to be some differences among your chakras. From the front and the back, I should actually specify there. So identifying these, it can help to pinpoint imbalances or blockages that you'll want to address. So I wanted to give you some extra information because I think this will be helpful when you're doing some of these methods here. So if the pendulum moves clockwise, the chakra state is usually referred to as being open, and this means that the energy is in balance and it's flowing freely. If your pendulum is moving counterclockwise, it usually means that your chakra is closed, and then energy is restricted, it's out of balance, or it's blocked. If your pendulum moves in a straight line either direction, your chakra is probably open, partially closed. And again, there's this energy imbalance or a partial blockage. If your pendulum is elliptical, you may have an imbalance on one side or the other of the chakra. It's like energy is flowing through, but it's out of balance on one or both of the sides. If you hold that pendulum over, let's say, I don't know, your crown or your heart chakra, your friend is doing this for you, and that pendulum is not moving, then the chakra is probably completely blocked and no energy is moving through. So keep that in mind, okay? That's how you can interpret it. Okay, so moving on to the second way that you can analyze your chakras. Another way is printing out an actual copy of the chakra symbols in color from the crown all the way down to the root. So if you print out each chakra and place them in a line in front of you, what you can actually do is hold your pendulum and go down the line, hold your pendulum over the chakra, and then ask to be shown whether or not that chakra is open or closed. So for example, if I had my pendulum and I was holding it over the crown chakra and it was printed out in front of me in that light purple color, and that symbol, I would hold it over that crown and see what direction the pendulum would move. And again, if you remember what I said earlier, the pendulum movement, whether it's clockwise, counterclockwise, if it's in a straight line, if it's elliptical, or if there is no movement, then it will tell you if it is blocked, if it's partially opened or closed, if there's a right or left side imbalance, etc. And you can do this for every single chakra going down the line. So that's also super helpful. All right, and the very last method, you can use what is called a chakra pendulum chart, which I do not have, but which I have seen. So these charts are very intricate. You can buy one, you can print one out as well. They're very specific with each, in this chart, with each chakra labeled, what the chakra stands for, the symbolic meaning, and I would say the energy associated with that chart as well. So in order to do this, you have to actually lay the chart flat on a desk or a table, and then you're gonna hold your pendulum over the area at the center of the chart. Ask your pendulum to identify specific states or energy levels. So for example, you can ask, show me which chakra has the highest energy today. Or you can say, show me which chakra needs attention the most right now. You can even ask specific questions that are designed to help narrow down issues that you may already be aware of. So for example, if you've been feeling really anxious, you could ask, which chakra is contributing to my sense of anxiety today? And then study the attributes of that chakra, which is listed on the chart, to see if you can focus in on the problem. And so always be mindful that you have to phrase your questions so that the pendulum can actually answer them very clearly. So if you ask, how are my chakras, and you're having this pendulum over the chart, your pendulum might not be able to answer because the question is way too vague. So a better way that you could phrase it would be, show me which chakras are open, or show me which chakras are closed. And then you then read the pendulum as it swings directionally over the various wedges or the various sections on the chart. And then watch as it swings directionally through each section or each chakra that fits the answer to your question. If only a few chakras are open, the pendulum will swing through those and then they may stop, or it may return to the first one indicated. If it swings in a clockwise circle, this indicates all of the chakras, and then counterclockwise indicates no chakras. And again, you can find these pendulum, I believe they're called chakra pendulum charts, that you could actually buy or print them out as well from online and kind of do this and check in on yourself, especially if you're going through, if you're having a recurring problem that you can't find a solution to. You can actually go through these chakra pendulum charts to try to get some insight into the answer, or where, you know, how to heal to find some resolution. You guys, I really hope that this has been helpful today. I think pendulums are really cool tools. Like I said, I don't really use them that often, but lately I've become more interested, especially because there are these things called pendulum boards, or pendulum, I guess we'll just call them pendulum boards for our purposes. They're very crafty. They're very cool. I've seen many of them online to purchase. I'm kind of, you know, when you're like a teenager and you hear about the Ouija board and you get that anxiety and that, you know, awesome feeling, that rush before you start to do it. And then there's that unbelievable fear. That's kind of what I have with this as well. But I'm actually excited to use it because, again, as I said, I love various forms of divination, and I totally do suggest you guys experiment to see what you gravitate towards, but also it is kind of fun. Now, the other thing I wanted to say, whenever you're using your pendulum, whether you're using it with the board or not, always make sure that you clean it, protect it, ask that your spiritual team, whoever that is with you. And if you feel like the answer is off, I would clean it again and then ask again. And don't forget to go through the list that I went with you as to why maybe the answers are off, or maybe your pendulum's not working. So be very mindful of that. You guys, thank you for joining me for this little episode on pendulums. It's just been on my mind a lot lately, and I know some people who really love them and use them, and lately I've had more of an interest. So if you're interested, again, before spending your coins on a really nice pendulum, you can actually make it from household items, and I do recommend that. You can use your key, for example, but you have to cleanse everything that you use, and you have to cleanse yourself too, because whenever you're doing any of this type of work, you're opening up doors, which can be great, but again, you can't control everything that walks on through. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. I hope you have a fantabulous week. Take care. Bye-bye.